Blog Talk Radio.
Pass. Yes. Home for Tribe Entertainment.
Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. First and foremost, giving our praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another week, another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for you ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise Almighty Yah for allowing me to come before you once again this great week, being in the house of the Most High, bringing you his great, holy, and exalted words. Today, we will be dealing with, for your sake. Little do people know the very essence of the meaning of the name that we inherited from our great father Jacob was a blessing. And what was this blessing? This blessing that we received was in our name. In this name, the meaning, the purpose of this great blessing actually means a prince who has power with Elohim and man and has prevailed. And so as Israel, as an Israelite, this is how you're going to find whether Yahweh is with you or not. This is one of the ways that you can search whether the Most High is indeed in your corner. The Creator lets us know that when we have power with Him, power with man, and we begin to prevail with these things, it's a blessing. It actually means we are blessed. But many of our people don't know their blessings, don't recognize the power in which they were endowed with. So consequently, instead of receiving the various blessings that you might receive, that you might see, you don't. And now our people don't know whether they're blessed or cursed. They don't know if they up or down. They don't know if they in or out. They just in the state of existence without any purpose, without any meaning, without any direction. But the Creator lets us know since the beginning of time, he gave us direction, meaning, purpose. And everything happens for a reason. Everything has a purpose. And so we're going to talk about this and dealing with for your sake. And you have to ask yourself, the things that we're about to bring out, is this your life and your state of existence? Brothers and sisters, we are in the last days. And there's many things you have to know in the last days. There's many things that you need to know in the last days. And one of the most important things that you want to know is not only how you will be saved, but why you will be saved. Let me just show you a couple of scriptures real quick. In the days of old, when our people were saved, let me show you what happened. In the book of Exodus, the second chapter, when we went into Egypt, we went in as a family, 70 souls. Course, Joseph was already in Egypt, and we counted him as part of that 70, but it was 70 souls. But when we came out of Egypt, we were a mighty nation. But why did Yahweh bring us out of Egypt? Why were we delivered? Well, in the book of Exodus, the second chapter, this is what it says. And I'll start reading. We'll start reading at the the 23rd verse.
And it came to pass, in the process of time, that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel groaned by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up to Elohim by reason of the bondage. And Elohim heard their groaning, and Elohim remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And Elohim looked upon the children of Israel. And Elohim had respect unto them.
In other words, when it said Elohim had respect unto them, this is not the type of respect that you have for a person that you have high regard for. No, when it says Elohim had respect unto them, it's talking about the pity that Yahweh had when he looked down upon them. The pity. And the only reason he got their attention, or they got his attention, is because they groaned by reason of the bondage. And they cried. And their cry came up to Elohim by reason of the bondage. And Elohim heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and with Jacob. And I may add, if it wasn't for the memory of our fathers, that groaning wouldn't have meant nothing. It wouldn't have meant nothing at all. But Yah had already made promises. Yah keep his promise. And Yah was pleased to promise to our fathers because he loved them. So the reason, the purpose behind their deliverance was not just concerning the fact that they were crying, groaning in a hard bondage, and this cry came up to the Most High. No, it's because he remembered the covenant of our fathers. And Yahweh will do this. He will act his way. He will make decisions and judgment based upon those who he loves. See, he remembered Abraham and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, why did he remember them? And why did he remember the covenant that he made with them? As we shared with you before, the very essence of what our name means is a prince. And who's walking around as a prince today? Well, there's only one way you can tell prince today. You can tell by virtue of the power that he has with Elohim and man, and his ability to prevail. And many of our people are not prevailing today because they have no power with the Most High, nor do they have power with man. And so consequently, they're not overcoming anything. They're not prevailing. And we're going to show you how prominent you can be and become. And why is this so relevant? Just like in Egypt, Yahweh is always looking for a reason to save. Always. Because if there is no good reason, then why would he try to save you? Why would he try to save me? And what purpose would that hold? And Yahweh don't do nothing without purpose. Let me show you this. Look at, this was Exodus 2, but let's go to Judges, the second chapter. For your sake. Something is happening for your sake and you don't even know it. You don't see it. You don't recognize it. You don't acknowledge it. You don't even consider it. But it's happening for the sake of you being alive today, for the sake of you being delivered, for the sake of the goodness and the kindness that you're receiving. It's not because of you. Remember, if Yahweh had not remembered that covenant, you think he's just going to save you just because you're crying and groaning and moaning? I'm going to show you that that's not how Yahweh works. In the book of Judges, the second chapter, starting at the 15th verse.
Wherever they went out, the hand of Yahweh was against them for evil.
And why? Start at the 13th verse. Yes.
And they forsook Yahweh.
And they always forsaken Yahweh. People are always talking about whether we can keep the law or not, whether we can do this or not. And what do you think forsaking Yahweh is all about? If it's not about going against his law. Continue reading.
And they forsook Yahweh and served the deity and the other deity. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel. And he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Wherever they went out, the hand of Yahweh was against them for evil, as Yahweh had said, and as Yahweh had sworn to them. And they were greatly distressed.
And they were greatly distressed. And our people today, they not as distressed as they will become. Right now, there is no state of emergency for our people. Our people just living the way that they live, how they want to live. There's no one that can redirect them in the things that they're doing. Not even the distress calls that they have and will be greatly distressed with. 16th verse.
Nevertheless, Yahweh raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them.
Yeah, but nevertheless, even though they were sinful and they forsook Yahweh still raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. And it wasn't because of righteousness or they returned unto Yah at all. Watch what it says.
And yet they would not listen to their judges.
Because they wouldn't even listen to their judges.
But they went a whoring after other Elohim and bowed themselves to them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of Yahweh, but they did not so.
They still didn't, even though Yahweh sent and raised up judges.
And when Yahweh raised them up, judges, then Yahweh was with the judge.
And he was with the judge. And you can tell Yahweh was with the judge. And how can you tell when Yahweh is with the judge? Just like any and everything else. A prince that has power with Elohim man. It has prevailed. To be Israel, you got to be able to prevail, overcome. You got to win things. You got to win souls. You got to win wars. You got to bring back people to Yahweh. Yahweh will cause you to become a winner. Someone who can overcome even great and hard things.
And delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented Yahweh because of their groanings, by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers, following other Elohim to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way.
Yeah, they didn't cease at all from their stubborn way. They didn't cease at all from their own doings. Continue reading.
And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel. And he said, because that this people have transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died.
Yeah, in other words, Joshua was commanded to destroy everything. But when he died, there were still people there that wasn't driven out. And the mission was never completed. And again, Yahweh had to have a reason, a purpose, something behind us being saved. And as I stated before, since the beginning of time, this is how Yahweh will work. We find ourselves today in the last days. Many of us waiting on the Most High. Many of us talking about the Most High. Many of us think we're right. Others say so-and-so is wrong. But at the end of the day, the Creator said he will make the crooked things straight. But why would he do that? See, we need to know purpose and meaning behind everything. And I want you to see why Yahweh would do what he would do. So, for example, in the book of Genesis, the third chapter, Genesis 3, verse 17.
And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived.
3:17.
And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life.
You notice what the Creator said. He said, look, you hearken to your wife, and you eat another tree of which I commanded you, thou shalt not eat of it. In other words, I didn't command her. You told her. I gave you dominion. I gave you rulership. And you told her. But I told you. And you forsook me. And you ate from the tree in which I commanded you not to eat from, and you hearkened to your wife. So now, as a result of that, curse is the ground for your sake. This is just the opposite. You realize you can be cursed for the sake of something else? And you know this to be true is because many people, why do you think we're in captivity today? As a result of the curses that befall our foreparents. That don't mean we can't be blessed. But we just got to tell the truth. We are cursed as a result of being in the land of our enemies. And this curse did not come because of the evil that we did. Our foreparents did this evil. And Yahweh prophesied this will befall us. There's many other people today that are cursed as a result of what their parents did. That's not Israel. But that don't mean they can't be blessed. Continue reading.
Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field, and the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
Dust you are, and dust shall you return. And this is what happened. But as I stated before, just because that curse, Yahweh cursed the ground for man's sake, that don't mean you can't be blessed. Watch in the first, in Genesis, the fourth chapter. Turn there. Because everything is happened for a reason. Genesis 4:9.
And Yahweh said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth.
Now you cursed from the earth.
Which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee fruit, her strength.
In other words, when you start tilling, working the ground, you're not going to get the full strength of it.
A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth.
In other words, you're a fugitive. A fugitive is somebody that's on the run from the law. But not only are you going to be a fugitive, you're going to be a vagabond. That's a wanderer. That's somebody that really don't have a home. They make their home wherever they go. And they go everywhere because they're fugitive. They always running from the law. So wherever they go, they will start a bunch of mess, and then they got to keep moving because this is their punishment. They're cursed. And watch what else it says.
And Cain said unto Yahweh, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out of this day from the face of the earth. And from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me.
Yeah, it says that everyone that finds me shall slay me. How many times can you be slain? Well, you can be slain many times if you had children, you had descendants, and he did. And they were cursed also for his sake. As a result of what happened to him, that also befalled his children. But this is where Yahweh showed him mercy. Continue reading.
And Yahweh said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And Yahweh set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him.
And we will teach on this and show you that this curse, this mark that was set upon Cain, as well as his descendants, is called leprosy. And we have many lepers walking among us today. And don't even know why they're lepers. They don't even know that they are lepers. And many other people don't even know why and what's going on and the purpose behind this thing. But I just want you to see the power of good as well as bad that can befall you for your sake. And this is what you need to know in the last days. Because there's certain things Yahweh's looking for in the last days. He's looking to do certain things in the last days. And many people are caught up in their own devices, their own inventions, their own thoughts, and ways. But Yahweh only caught up in one thing. Watch this in the book of Genesis 18. In the book of Genesis 18, the 20th verse,
and Yahweh said, because the city of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me. If not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before Yahweh. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?
Let's see, that's the golden question. Will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Because this place undoubtedly is wicked. But will you destroy the righteous in this place, wicked place? Right now, we're in a wicked place. There's not even a question whether this place is wicked or not. So what would Yahweh do with the righteous in this place? And watch what it says.
Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And Yahweh said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, I will spare all that place for their sakes.
In other words, he was spared the whole place for the sake of 50 righteous. See what Yahweh would do for your sake? All he was looking for was 50 righteous. And our people today, they don't even realize, they think it's them. I must be righteous because look at what happened. Look at the thing that's happening to me. Look at the good that's happening to me. Look at the blessings that's befallen me. And you don't even realize it ain't you at all. It's someone else. It's someone that has power with Elohim and man, and has prevailed. It's not even you. It's a prince that have brought this good to you. But you don't know it. You're not going to acknowledge it because you're not even considering it. Watch what the scripture says. Continue reading.
Verse 27. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto Yahweh, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will thou destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it.
In other words, if I find 5 less, 45 righteous, I still won't destroy it. Continue on.
And he spoke unto him yet again, and said, peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake.
40 what sake? The sake of 40 righteous for your sake. and it got all the way down the 32nd verse.
And he said, oh, let not Yahweh be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake.
Even if there was 10 righteous in this big, gigantic place of hundreds of thousands, Yahweh wouldn't even destroy it for 10 righteous sake. And here it is. We have a lot of destruction, a lot of calamity. Look what's going on in Chicago, the evil that's going on in Chicago. Look at the evil that's going on in various cities across America. Who is the stay? Who is the one that's standing in a gap? Stay of Yahweh and sword. Have you even considered that? Maybe it will be worse in Chicago or Cincinnati or other places. Why is America still standing as we know it? Why is the various nations still standing all around the world? What is the staying power? And what will happen when Yahweh began to shift and move the pieces on the chessboard? Let's see. Let's see the power in which our people don't even consider, don't acknowledge, and don't see. What's in the book of Genesis 26? Starting at the first verse.
And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yahweh appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee. And will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
In all your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. I'm going to bless everybody in you. I'm going to save people in you. I'm going to give you countries. But let me tell you why I'm going to do it. Fifth verse.
Because Abraham obeyed my voice.
Yeah, don't think I'm doing this because of you. No, I'm doing this because Abraham obeyed my voice.
He kept my charge.
And he kept my charge.
My commandments.
And he kept my commandments.
My statutes.
And he kept my statutes.
And my laws.
And he kept my laws. Imagine this. Imagine your son will look at you and say, Dad, Abba, why are all these calamities? Why are we so broke, Dad? Why we got so many hardships, Dad? Why it seems like times is hard, Dad? Why is it that you crying all the time, mama crying all the time, black people crying all the time? What is it, Dad, that's going on that, and we just got all these problems? What would you say to your son? Will it be because Abraham obeyed my voice? Is it because you obeyed my voice? You kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws? No, that's not. How are you going to say that after the evil has befallen you? No, that's not the talk of evil coming before your face. This talk here, what Isaac was receiving because of the great blessings that will befall him. And we got to know in what power all these things happening was for. Are we a prince prevailing? Or are we a product of the very thing that put us here? Watch what this says in Genesis 39. I love this scripture because, once again, this is a man that wasn't even at home, wasn't even in his homeland. He was just like us, a slave. And watch what it says in Genesis 39 and 1.
And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites when he had brought him down thither. And Yahweh was with Joseph.
See, in other words, even though he was in Egypt, even though he was a slave, even though he was sold, it says Yahweh was with yourself. Ain't that what our name means? Because for Yahweh to be with you, you have to have some power with Yahweh. And if you got power with Yahweh, you're going to have power with man. And if you got power with man and Yahweh, you must be a prince. And if you're a prince, you're going to prevail. And look how he prevailed. Second verse again.
And Yahweh was with Yosef, and he was a prosperous man.
Yeah, in other words, he was prosperous because Yahweh was with him.
And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that Yahweh was with him.
And his master, because you can talk all day, Yahweh is with me. But let's see if everybody else see that Yahweh is with you. Let's ask everybody else. Do other people see Yahweh being with you? And his master saw that Yahweh was with him. Continue reading.
And his master saw that Yahweh was with him, and that Yahweh made all that he did to prosper his hand. And Yosef found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass, from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, Yahweh blessed the Egyptian house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of Yahweh was upon all that he had in the house and in the field.
Yeah, in other words, this man was greatly blessed. For whose sake? Yosef's sake. And the funny thing about this, soon as evil came and his wife brought up an evil name against Joseph, he didn't consider the blessing. He didn't think about all that had happened to him as a result of Yosef. In other words, he knew and he seen that Yahweh was blessing him because of Yahweh. And he knew this blessing was not upon him before Yosef. And it came as a result of Yosef. But yet when some evil came, he forgot all the blessings. He forgot how he was prevailing. And today many of our people don't even consider why the mercies of Yahweh is upon them. They think Yahweh's mercy for some strange reason is because of them. But that's not how it works. Watch this in the book of 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter. We're speaking about for your sake. Because things are happening, but our people don't know what's happening. They don't even consider what's happening. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter, and we're going to start reading at the 20th verse.
And Samuel said unto the people, fear not. Ye have done all this wickedness.
You've done all this wickedness. Even though you've done all this wickedness, still fear not.
Yet turn not aside from following Yahweh.
Don't turn from following Yahweh.
But serve Yahweh with all your heart.
Uh-huh.
And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain.
In other words, you're a fool, and you don't turn from Yahweh, but turn not aside from serving Yahweh no matter what.
Verse
22.
For Yahweh will not forsake his people for his great name's sake.
See, in other words, at the end of the day, if you turn to Yahweh, Yahweh said he's not going to forsake you for his great name's sake. Because there's got to be a reason why Yahweh will save a fool, why Yahweh will save somebody wicked, why Yahweh will save somebody stubborn and rebellious and prideful and holy. Why would Yahweh do that? For his great name's sake. But if you turn to him, keep reading.
For Yahweh will not forsake his people. Sorry, verse 23. Moreover, as for me, Elohim forbid that I should sin against Yahweh in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear Yahweh and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. But if ye shall do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king.
That's what will happen. But rest assured, Make no mistake about it. You got to turn to Yahweh. And if you're not considering what Yahweh is doing, these great things that are happening to you, consider why. Is it happening because you done did something great? Because you're righteous? Or are great things happening for the sake of someone else? In the book of 1 Kings, the 15th chapter, starting at the first verse.
Now in the 18th year of King Jehoroboam, the son of Nebat, reigned Abiam over Yehuda. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Absalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. His heart was not perfect with Yahweh his Elohim, as the heart of David his father.
Yeah, this guy was very sinful. He didn't walk in David's way. He was wicked. And his heart was not with Yahweh. Fourth verse.
Nevertheless, for David's sake, did Yahweh his Elohim give him a lamp in Jerusalem to set up his son after him and to establish Jerusalem.
But nevertheless, for whose sake? For David's sake. Yahweh still let this process go down for David's sake. And a lot of things are going down. But it has nothing to do with you. Because if Yahweh thought upon you, it wouldn't even go down. And why would Yahweh do this for David's sake? What was so important about David that Yahweh would do this thing? The fifth verse.
Because David did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite.
And you got people who talk about David like a dog. He's a murderer. He's an adulterer. David ain't returning. David ain't this. David ain't that. And you don't even know the great blessings and mercies that is befalling you this day because of David. The only reason we still got a lamp, light in Israel, is because of David. If it wasn't for David's sake, the kingdom of our people will be destroyed. But do our people acknowledge this? Do they recognize this? Do they see this? Do they even consider and even know it? And every day you're being spared. Not for something you did. Not for something you know. But for something that you never even considered. Look what Yahweh said will happen even in the future, even during our time, in the book of Isaiah 42. 18th verse.
Hear, ye deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see.
See, he wants you to hear something, that, but he knows it's going to still be like you're deaf. He wants you to see something, but it's still going to be like you're blind. Watch what he says.
Who is blind but my servant?
Who is blind but my servant?
Or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect? And blind as Yahweh's servant?
No one. No one is as blind as Yahweh's servant. And he's going to tell you why.
Seeing many things, but thou observest not.
Yeah, you see things, but you don't observe nothing.
Opening the ears, but heareth not.
Look, you got ears, they open, but you don't hear nothing.
Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake.
And Yahweh is so pleased for his righteousness' sake. Look what Yahweh will do.
He will magnify the law and make it honorable.
Yeah, you think you know something. You think you got something. You think it's you. And Yahweh said no. For his righteousness' sake, he's going to magnify the law and make it honorable. Some people so stubborn and wicked and prideful and haughty, they think righteousness come by the way of certain men. And they don't realize it's Yahweh who is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. And why? Because righteousness comes from him. And since he loves his righteousness so much, he illuminates the law. In other words, he shows you things that you've never even seen before. He bring honorable things that you never even considered. And then when he illuminates it and he show you, because you thought righteousness come from a person, from men, you won't even observe it. You won't even consider it. You won't even see it. And you'll be just like many of our other people. And you will reject the very thing that Yahweh is trying to show you. Just like in Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, well, what if there's 10 righteous? Would you destroy them? He said, man, I spread the whole city for 10's sake. 10 what? 10 righteous people. So for his righteousness, he's going to illuminate the law. He's not illuminating the law because I just happen to be teaching it, or somebody else happened to be teaching it, or somebody else happened to be born. No, he's doing this for his righteousness' sake, so his people can receive righteousness. But because our people don't know, and they don't consider, they reject it. And you're always saying that's okay. Because he will reject you. He will reject you. Well, I said this in Psalms 115. The very first verse.
Not unto us, O Yahweh.
Not unto us, O Yahweh.
Not unto us.
Not unto us, O Yahweh.
But unto thy name. Give glory for thy mercy and thy truth's sake.
In other words, not unto us in no kind of way. Not unto us in no form, shape, or fashion. We can only give glory for your mercy and for your truth sake, Yahweh. We know, Yahweh, that there's a reason, there's a purpose, there's a meaning behind the very thing to have us to go and teach your word every day. It's not because some great thing that's in us, but the reason we teach in every day is because of some great thing in you, Yahweh. And the words that we teach, Yahweh, we only teach the very thing that you will have us teach because of your mercy, because of your truth. Thank you, Yahweh. And because of your righteousness. So don't let it be because it is not unto us. Not unto us by no stretch of the imagination. For your sake. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Arise, shine, for the light has come. The glory of Yah has risen up on the sons and the daughters. The darkness is uncovered, pool seats of our lovers were perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city, your refuge. The fountains of living water, the showers leaving righteousness, restores my order and turns the song to a king. A song for my soul to sing that brought me down very low. My arms fight like the wings. Shaddai, Yah, praise be the Most High. Throw me out of insanity, crush the towers of vanity, you made a man of me. I'm now asking for